some jams happening this morning right here. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. Peter in Decatur, our good buddy John Mayall, Blues Breakers featuring Eric Clapton. That's Hideaway. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich follows this show with the opening bell, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for Morning Drive. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And, well, you all know what time of year it is. It's this time of year.
Happy, happy Halloween.
It's almost time, kids. Yeah. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV.
One of the greatest songs of all time. The big giveaway at nine. Featured in one of the greatest movies ever made, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. It's almost time. Yeah.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy, happy
yeah.
Halloween, Halloween.
Yes, yes, yes. Halloween 3. A misunderstood masterpiece. Right, Esmeralda?
Sure.
You know who likes it?
Who's that?
Smell my fear.
He likes it.
Huge fans.
He's a giant fan. And he, and oh, and his buddy also.
I'm smoking.
See? Fartenstein and Count Fartula love Halloween 3.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They love it.
Their taste in movies is impeccable.
Of course, yeah. All right. So the Scary Sound CD, we always love to play this during the holiday season, the holiday being Halloween season. And we've explained the Scary Sound CD is this CD that we've had for almost 20 years. We play it every year because it's the worst sound effects CD that's ever been recorded. And Esmeralda, we'll play a couple of guessing games here, all right?
Okay.
I'll play something. You tell me what you think it is. And remember, these are all real sound effects. This comes from the Scary Sound CD made by the Paper Magic Group. And Dan, you said they are available on eBay for like $4, right? Or something like that?
$3.87 with free shipping.
It'd be the best $3.87 that you've ever spent.
They're basically giving them away.
It's the best. Because it's filled. It's 74 minutes of scary sound effects, 70 haunting sounds, and 16 spooky orchestrations. Ooh. It's scary. So, let's see, Esmeralda. Play some of these, and you can see if you can guess them, all right?
Okay.
What's this? What's
guillotine.
That's exactly.
Yes.
How come they didn't have a head falling into the basket after the sound?
They were too cheap to get a basket. It just rolled away.
I don't understand. Here, listen. All you got to do is add like a thump and a bloop. That's, you know.
Although there wasn't even a thump.
Yeah. Maybe there was nobody in the guillotine. That doesn't make it scary. If you just.
It's just they're practicing.
They're practicing. That's not scary. Okay. What about this?
Ugh.
It's really scary.
Brains.
Brains?
Yes. Someone's squishing brains.
Somebody is squishing brains.
Or eating them. Because they're zombies.
Mm.
Or just very hungry.
You're making this much more interesting than what it really is, Esmeralda. And it goes on, by the way, for another 30 seconds.
Oh, that sound is awful, though.
It's specific. It's guts being mangled.
Oh, that is not a pleasant sound.
Guts being mangled. Now.
Wait, is that part of it?
Yeah.
What? They
I don't
throw
know.
Some pop rocks in there?
I think they threw pop rocks in the guts. So that was that. There you go. Guts being mangled. Well, I wonder what they actually did there. What do you think that actually they actually did to do that sound?
I don't like Jell-O, maybe.
Squishing Jell-O in your hands?
Squish stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. All right, Esmeralda, what about this?
A werewolf. A moose.
A moose, because, you know...
I mean, they're frightening.
When I think scary creatures, I think moose immediately. But this goes on for another 30 seconds as well. It's terrifying, isn't it? I'm sure the listeners at home in the dark are really, really terrified right now. Okay, that's enough of that. It is, Esmeralda, you were close on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's, very specifically, it's Hounds of Hell.
Oh, my.
Not just hounds.
But they're from hell.
From hell. Hounds of Hell. That's what makes it scary, because hounds aren't necessarily scary, but when they're from hell, you know.
It's a rough place to be from.
It is. It's a bad rep.
708 thought it was a chupacabra.
Oh, that was...
How do they even know what a chupacabra sounds like? Does that listener know something we don't know?
I had an encounter with a chupacabra, yeah. Again, when we play some of these sound effects, I'm always interested to see how the animals in people's houses are reacting. So if your cats are going nuts. All right, what about this one, Esmeralda? What is this?
Oh, it's just knives sharpening.
That's exactly right. Knives being sharpened.
That's not very scary per se.
No, it's not. I mean, you have to cut. You know, you have to cut the roast. So, you know,
this could also be used for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right before the turkey carving. Okay. That was terrifying. That was terrifying, Esmeralda. That was the most terrifying knife sharpening sound I've ever heard. All right, what's this?
The jungle.
Terrifying. Oddly, this is a chupacabra. No. It's a kookaburra bird. It's a kookaburra bird.
Is that scary?
I don't know.
This has turned into just a nature CD now.
Yeah. Well, it should have said kookaburra bird from hell. I mean, if you want to make it scary, just add the hometown of hell. All right.
I thought you just hit the wrong button where it was playing the beginning of The Lion Sleeps Tonight by the Tokens.
Maybe they took it from that recording and stole it. That's probably what they did.
I mean, the production qualities are so high.
Yeah. All right. We got a few more of the scary sounds. I also have some Halloween costume suggestions for you as well. We're doing some Halloween stuff here as we get closer to the best holiday of the season. You've been this pretty little girl. Yeah. But I swear. Welcome back, everybody. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday, one artist, three songs. 312-981-7200, Peter and Decatur. Picks John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. That's Little Girl. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Yeah, it's Halloween time, and we love talking about and playing stuff from the Scary Sound CD. And Esmeralda, let's see what you can, if you can guess what this is. Okay?
Mm-hmm. A bubbling cauldron.
It's a good guess.
Are they boiling the guts that they were mashing?
The guts that were being mangled are now being poached. It's lab chemicals.
Oh.
See, we're in Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory right now.
Oh, okay.
See? Lab chemicals. All right, what about this, Esmeralda? Ready? What's this?
Is that the doctor?
This is just called laughing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna go with the storyline, thinking he's the doctor.
This to me sounds like the same dude who does the screaming.
Right.
Doesn't it sound like the same voice artist?
Probably. I mean, I don't think they spent a lot of money on different voices.
I don't know if artist is the right word.
Oh, he was calming down there for a second. Yeah. See, now that's someone different.
I think that's a woman.
It sounds like someone just told a funny, like they're just laughing to themselves.
Yeah.
About a joke they told earlier in the day.
It's terrifying. Whatever it is, it's terrifying. I'm scared. Yeah. All right. All right. What is this, Esmeralda? This is a good one.
So wait, is the dog eating the mangled guts of that man?
The dog is man being eaten by dog.
That dog can bark really well with guts in its mouth.
Yeah. So they just recycled the guy screaming.
Right, and the gut mangling.
And they took a little bit of the gut mangling and they took a dog barking.
I mean, I'll give them for the layering that they've done.
This is a brilliant piece of work. They're getting a lot of use out of that guy screaming. They really are, aren't they?
I mean, you can use it for so many things.
So many things. All right. What is this one? By the way, I don't know why the title of this one makes me laugh, but this is, what is this?
Clumsy ghost with chains.
It's titled. Wait, I want to play it one more time after I tell you what the title is. I'll play it again. It's called Monster Breaks Window.
Oh, clumsy monster.
See? How many times, monster, have I told you? Don't play ball in the house. How many times have I told you that?
Did you see that he got very mad at himself?
Yeah.
Because he broke it.
Because he broke the window. All right. How about this? Okay, here. How about this?
Oh, that's a party.
This is terrified crowd. Yeah.
I hear people coughing in the background.
Yeah. Terrified crowd. That was terrified crowd.
That was more like confused and a little angry.
Yeah.
More than terrified, in my opinion.
All right. What is this? Hold on. God, these are the best. Scary Sounds, by the way. This CD is available for $3.87, free shipping on eBay. You can have a delightful time with it. All right, what is this?
Is that a door opening?
This goes on for 2 minutes, by the way.
How big is the door?
There's screaming guy again.
Did he just fall in a moat?
No.
Oh, is it the drawbridge?
No. This goes on for another minute and 35 seconds.
Are they yanking?
It's a torture chamber.
The man?
It's
okay.
A torture chamber. So, yeah. There you go.
Is he done being tortured? Oh, there's
no,
some more.
Somebody else is being tortured now. I'm not sure what.
This place sounds very matter of fact.
Yeah.
Like, just going about my business.
Just doing some torturing. And everything will be fine until that damn monster breaks the window. And then we're all screwed. There you go. All right. More fantastic examples of scary sounds. I hope everybody's not too terrified this morning on their way into work. Because I know that this CD could possibly affect your entire day because it's so terrifying. So, there you go. Just hours and hours of entertainment for $3.87, the Scary Sound CD. Do yourself a favor. Buy one for your friends as well. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk after the news. We're going to talk about some Halloween costumes. Again, very punny, P-U-N-N-Y, Halloween costumes. It might not cost a lot, so giving you some suggestions for your Halloween costume for this year. And our phone number is 312-981-7200. The news is next. Yeah, man. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Thursday. We didn't have time for another triple play, so that's why we're not here. And we've finished with the triple play Thursday. We'll do it again next week. Hey, tomorrow's Friday, which means all of our Friday features, You Big Dummy, is tomorrow. That's where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. If you want to be a part of it, you can read a dummy story on the show, be a part of the segment, and also win some pizza from Lou Malnati's, which is a win-win situation. So find the link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll figure it out. You'll get on the air. You'll get some pizza as well. We'll also do Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same thing for Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All that coming up tomorrow, as well as Fly Jams Friday. And it's our monthly visit from Jeff Tuckman, our DVD and video expert. Is going to be here to answer all your movie questions and your tech questions and all that cool stuff. We love it when Jeff comes in, and he'll bring some stuff that we can give away as well. We got prizes as well. So it's going to be a fun show tomorrow. Visit from Jeff Tuckman and all the Friday features. So make sure that you tune in for that right here on 720 WGN. All right. So we're going to talk about some Halloween costumes. Some of them are funny, and many of them will be loved by people who love puns. So, Esmeralda?
So punny.
It's very punny. So I have the first one here. I believe you have some of these as well.
Yes.
So I'm looking at this first one, and it's you can be a sugar mama. And it's very simple how you can be a sugar mama, Esmeralda.
How's that?
You buy a baby carrier for $23 at Amazon.com and a bag of sugar for $2 on Amazon.com. You put the sugar inside the baby carrier, wear it, and you're a sugar mama. See? I don't know if it's if you need to order the bag of sugar from Amazon. I'm not sure you need to do that.
You got to hit the shipping thing for the free shipping.
Can't you just go down the street to the grocery store and get a bag of sugar?
Well, no, because if you're going to order the thing, you're going to have to hit that limit so you get the free shipping.
Oh. Well, not if you're a member of Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you're there already, so you might as well.
Might as well just get the bag of sugar instead of walking outside and going to a grocery store to get a bag of sugar like a normal human being. Has anybody ever ordered food from Amazon?
Eileen used that Amazon Now when she forgot to bring treats for the running club that she helps coach after school one day.
Oh, so what did she order?
Like oranges and apples and fruits and things like that.
And it showed up like that day?
Or? It was within an hour.
Oh.
She got to running practice, discovered that it was supposed to be her turn to do it, and so she did the did it on her phone, and within 45-50 minutes it arrived. And
was it good fruit?
She didn't say it was bad, so I assume it was all right.
Well, there you go.
Wow. All right. That's pretty amazing, actually. We live in a crazy world.
You can order oranges.
You can order oranges and have them delivered within an hour from Amazon.
Wow.
Did they come in the box with a little smiley face logo?
I don't think so. I think those are cuties.
Oh, yeah.
Cuties.
Yeah. Cuties are for kids.
Yeah. All right. So there, we're learning something new every day. Yeah. I'm in. I got Amazon Prime. I should order some fruit.
I think you can order more than fruit.
That's all I want to order is fruit.
Just fruit. Just oranges.
Just orange. Just want the oranges shipped to my house.
Can you order just one orange? I would like one orange.
It's like the scene in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Have you ever seen I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? When Chris Rock walks into the rib place.
Oh,
how much for a load of ribs? Just give me one rib. I sure am hungry. And Isaac Hayes is behind the counter. And he's trying to talk him down, you know. And then finally he's like, got change for 100? Get out of here. That was, I believe that was the first movie Chris Rock was ever in. I think that was like his movie. I think it was like his debut. And I remember seeing it the first time I saw it. That movie's funny, man. That's a funny movie. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. It's very funny. Anyway, how about this, Esmeralda? If you have name stickers all over your shirt, that should be enough to get people on the joke. So if you've got like name stickers with a bunch of different people's names, like, hello, my name is, and then you have different names, and you have, they're all stuck all over you, and then you wear like a robber, classic robber mask, you are an identity thief.
All right.
See?
I'd go more with the, I would want striped.
Like the full, like what, a prisoner outfit?
Like a stripe. I don't know why I feel like a striped shirt makes sense.
That would make him look like a prisoner. Like he was an identity thief who got busted.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's a prisoner outfit is what you're talking about.
That's true.
Identity thief who got busted. And you can get Hello, My Name Is stickers for $6 at Amazon, a robber mask for $5 at Amazon, and a black t-shirt, $8 for two, Amazon.com.
And you can use the shirts after.
Yeah. And don't forget, when you order this, get an orange.
Yes.
Don't forget to
order.
You got
to fulfill them.
They don't sell them individually.
Oh, they don't sell individual oranges? Do they sell individual bananas? Like, I'll have one banana.
Your greenest banana. Can you ask? You can't ask like that, can you?
Yeah,
I don't think you can specify.
You can't specify. They're just going to give you what you know, what you want. I used to do the Peapod.
Mm-hmm.
And Peapod's still around. So what was the other one? Yeah. Webvan. I used to do Webvan.
That's not around.
That's not around. Webvan was the one that my ex-girlfriend and I used to do. And for the most part, it was a good service. I wasn't crazy about the fruit, though. Sometimes we would order fruit. I would rather be able to pick out my own vegetables and fruit and stuff and produce.
Yeah, and I'm sure you couldn't. You had to. They just gave you so many.
Yeah,
like you couldn't ask for one.
No, usually would get like a. They would sell them in bunches on Webvan. Like you could get, they would say like, here's like a bag full of a bag of, here's like 10 apples in a bag or something
right.
like that.
Sometimes you don't need that many apples.
Yeah, it's true.
Just want a couple.
Yeah. All right. How about this? An unofficial French uniform, which is a striped shirt and a beret, paired with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley's iconic makeup, created an oddball match made in heaven. And if you want to be obvious, add a flag, a French flag, and a baguette. And then you become French Kiss. See? French Kiss. The ladies here, one of them seems real enthused. The one who's dressed up like Paul Stanley seems...
Yeah, well, she had to be Paul Stanley.
So. Well, at least she's not Peter Criss. It could be worse.
Well, I'd rather... Well, you know what? If you did the Peter Criss, people would just think you were a French cat.
You would just be a cat, yeah. Yeah. I always thought that was the lamest. Like, Peter Criss is a cat.
I mean, that is the... I think it's the most endearing.
Yeah, but that's why he gets to sing, Beth, I hear you calling. Yeah.
And also this, the one who's Paul Stanley, her star is really messed up looking.
It's terrible.
It's not a good star.
No. I'm guessing she did it herself.
I want to say that the other girl did it, and then
like,
she
made her look bad?
Yeah, like she did her makeup, her Gene Simmons, and it came out really great.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, now do the star for my fate, and it just came out horrible.
It came out terrible. It looks terrible.
And now she hates her.
Yep. And they're not going to have fun at the party because everybody is going to say, who the hell did your makeup?
Yeah.
Paul Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, your Gene Simmons makeup looks great.
Be like, yeah, you should have gotten whoever did
that. Whoever did the Gene Simmons makeup. So French Kiss. All right. This is an obvious one. Get like pig ears and then a pig nose that you can wrap around your face, you know, with the elastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then get a blanket. And then you're a pig in a blanket.
Yeah, that one's really easy.
Very easy. That's cheap. Oddly, there's no advertisement for Amazon on this one. So you would pig ears, $3 at Amazon. Blanket, $10 at Amazon. So pig in a blanket, if you want to be a pig in a blanket, one of the finest appetizers known to man.
Yes.
Okay, how about this one? Take a T-shirt and glue a bunch of nickels on the back of the T-shirt. And then you can go as Nickelback.
No.
No?
You know what I would do? I would do fake nickels. Because you know people are going to be ripping them off you.
But do people really want nickels?
I don't know. People
Nobody
are
wants
awful.
Nickels. People don't want change in their pockets anymore. People don't even want money, paper money in their pockets anymore.
I'd be following them around.
Even if you're not a fan of the band, you have to admit this play on Nickelback is pretty hilarious. Just glue nickels to the back of a solid T-shirt and you're all set. I think that's pretty funny, actually. Go as Nickelback. But then if you go as Nickelback, no one will like you. Hold on a minute, wait. When did Dan, can we pinpoint when Nickelback became the punchline of every bad music joke? When did Nickelback step into that role?
I'm going to say it's when they did maybe just after Photograph. Isn't there a song about them being rock stars or something?
Yes.
I don't.
It is called Rockstar.
Oh.
How long has Nickelback been around?
When that happened.
1995, according to Wikipedia.
They yeah, I remember being in high school.
Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, loving that one about the five things.
I don't know any Nickelback songs.
This is How You Remind Me. That was their first hit, I think. I believe so.
Catchy tune, yes.
I have no idea. I seriously couldn't identify a Nickelback
song. Never made it as a blind man. Yeah, I know all the words. It's awful.
Where's Skip Skipley with the Nickelback card so you can sing this? You can actually sing the lyrics to the song. All right. We're going to take a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then after weather and traffic, we have a Blackhawks Express. Yes, the Blackhawks did play last night. They lost, unfortunately. They played the St. Louis Blues. But we always play the Express and hear all the highlights from the previous night's game every morning here on WGN. All right. You ready for a couple more of these costumes? As
mm-hmm.
we're I'm going to skip this one. Go right to the next one here. Candy wrappers. I don't know if I understand this one. You're looking at it.
Well, they're rappers, like hip-hop. But then they're also like the candy, like what you wrap candy, wrappers.
So it's super easy costume. Combines a knack for hip-hop style with the opportunity to eat a bunch of candy a day before Halloween. Just attach the wrappers to your outfit, throw on a gold chain and sunglasses, and you're set. So they've got hoodies on with bling
right,
and gold chains, and then they've got like a bunch of empty candy wrappers.
Mm-hmm. So they're candy wrappers. Wrappers.
With an R, not a W.
Yes.
All right. Now, this next one I don't understand. A bee costume and five gold letters worn around the neck make this simple for a perfect pun pick for Halloween. You can wear it year after year. After all, Beyonce's not going to go outside. So it's a girl in a bee costume,
mm-hmm.
and she's got Beyonce written.
Right.
What is it? There's no Beyonce is not a thing, though.
Beyonce.
No, I get that. But yet, separately, that's not really a pun. Because there's no such thing as a Beyonce. Wouldn't you? Doesn't it have to be like a candy wrapper? There's candy and there's a wrapper. There's no such thing as a Beyonce. That's not a real thing. So therefore, it's not a pun. It doesn't follow the rules.
All right, Captain Grammar, wow. Is that what you're going for this Halloween?
No, I'm telling you, there's no such thing.
On your cape?
All of these other puns, there are two separate things that actually exist. Like the next one is a girl doing the splits and she's got a banana costume on. There is such a thing as splits. There is such a thing as a banana. There is no such thing as a Beyonce. And I would be very critical if she were to be in a costume contest. She would not win with her little costume. Because unless she invents a Beyonce and makes it a real thing, that's not a good costume.
Wow.
That's it. Hi, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Friday, Fly Jams Friday.
Where my Beyonce?
Where your Yonce, whatever a Yonce is. Oh, God. All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next.